Welcome back to our Proactive Studios. I'm Natalie Stoberman, joined by the Chairman and CEO, Mark Bell, at Terran Orbital, as well as the Chief Financial Officer at Terran Orbital, Gary Hobart. And gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having us. We're thrilled to be here again.
Fabulous. Now we get to talk about financials. And Gary, the 2022 and fourth quarter earnings are in. What are the highlights?
Well, great. Thanks for having us today. By the numbers, we had a great year and final quarter. For the quarter, our revenues were up 197%. For the year, our revenues and our backlog were up 130%, and we finished strong. Post-quarter and after the year, we had a subsequent event where we had an award of $2.4 billion, which is exponential growth even beyond that. So we're really strong coming into the new year, finished with great numbers. Backing up those numbers are our headcount and facility expansion to really serve and feed into orders like the one we just announced. Our headcount's up double. Our facility capacity space is up more than double. Plus, we announced a further expansion of the facility and capacity here in Irvine, all of which is set up to really feed into this growth. So really hitting all cylinders coming into the new year, and we're excited for what's coming up next.
And Gary, what do you think was a turning point to be able to launch into this new level of growth?
I think it's just the customer base has desired responsive space. They want to put a proliferated system of satellites into the sky, and really hasn't been a supply chain that we can serve into the demand. We've been around for 10 years, and as a relatively small company, we are working with our big partner, Lockheed Martin, and others to really serve major customers who have demands for not just one or two satellites. We're talking hundreds. We're starting to hit the phase where people are finishing up their prototyping, and now what they're doing are submitting orders to us that are measured in the hundreds. And we're really pleased to be part and have a fairly large market share of companies that provide the basic hardware that people use to access space. We build satellites just like SpaceX builds rockets.
Sounds fantastic. Thank you, Gary. Now switching gears to the business side, Mark, some major highlights did occur in 2022, especially $2.4 billion contract. What other highlights do you accredit to the growth that the company has achieved this past year?
I think the successful delivery of the Space Development Agency's Transport Layer Tranche 0, we delivered a total of 10 satellites for the SDA ahead of schedule and a record 19 satellites for the year. And, you know, that credibility of doing a big government contract, an important government contract, delivering it on ahead of schedule and on budget was a huge validator for what we do. We were obviously thrilled to get the Rivada space contract, which shows, gives us even more credibility to what we could do. With the opening of our new facility coming just weeks away, we'll be able to produce over 20 satellites per month in that facility alone. And then we've already begun construction on our brand new assembly test facility just down the street, which will open in 2024.
Sounds like expansion is happening in the right places, Mark. And when it comes to continuing this level of growth and consistency, how do you feel the company needs to perform to enable that?
You know, we're very lucky. We have an amazing workforce. We have great customers. It's all about delivering. And, the SDA said those who deliver will continue to win. And we delivered. And we hope there's a lot of SDA contracts coming up for bid this summer that we will be bidding on. And we are excited for the opportunities that are being given to us today. And, we have a great workforce that continues to perform.
Thank you so much for joining me, gentlemen. And congratulations on another big year.
Great. Thank you for having us, and we look forward to next time.
Again, the Chairman and CEO, Mark Bell from Terran Orbital, as well as the Chief Financial Officer, Gary Hobart.